And how do you know that? And so he really, you know, he pressed his whole life long to make us really do some thinking. I wanted to just share that part of it, but my parents were wonderful people. And gentleness is the next one. I'm afraid I'm not going to have time to get through them all. Gentleness, well, the first, I never felt gentle. I don't think I ever felt gentleness as a child. I don't remember it, but certainly as an adult. And the first time being when I had my first baby, baby Stacy. Oh, my goodness, when they brought that baby and put it in my arms. And all you mothers know, you are so overwhelmed with love for this little creature that's in your arms, and you think, how can this be? How can I love something this much so quickly, so instantly, now, that I would give my life for this little creature right at this minute? Anyway, there she was, and I just, you know, you want to kiss her softly, you want to rub her cheek and get that baby as close to you as possible, nursing her, whatever. I think that's the first time I ever really felt gentleness. And then also with all my kids following. And then again, later in life, my mom became incapable of walking and incapable of talking. So the last several years of her life, it was very, very difficult to communicate with her, but we did. But she seemed like a child, and I loved her so much. And you know, whenever we wanted to do something with Mom, it was my job to bathe her. And you would always touch her gently, because if you touched her quickly, she would jump and become afraid. So you'd touch her gently, rub her face, and tell her what you're going to do next. You know, Mom, we're going to take your clothes off now. We're going to be taking a bath, you know. You are just transformed. You know when you need to be gentle. And my mom required gentleness the last 3 or 4 years of her life. And so I can't say that I have felt that a lot. Like, I have Nate at my house, and I feel gentleness for him for about a minute. And then he gets me angry. Anyway, I'm just saying that to Tanya. But self-control. Oh, my gosh, I forgot some stories. I have so many stories. Self-control. Dad would make us put on our own controls. He didn't lay down a lot of laws and rules and stuff like that. How am I doing, Wayne? How am I doing? Wind it up? Okay. I have a story to share with you. When I was about 16, I suppose, I had been asked out on a date by a boy that lived up the road that I had known all my life. We played together from the time we were little. He was 2 years older and had a driver's license, so it could be a real date, you know, going away in a car. So we're sitting at the table one night, and conversation is going, and my heart is just pounding, because I had already told this guy, Dave was his name, that he asked me if I could go out Saturday night, and I said yes. I never asked my parents. So my heart was pounding, and I thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to, and everybody's chattering at the table, and I'm thinking, how am I going to do this? So finally, when there was a lull, I said, Dad, I have a question to ask you. Dave Thorley asked me to go out this weekend. Would that be okay? Thought about it, and he said, well, Mom, he called our mother, Mom. Well, Mom, what do you think? He always got her opinion on everything. And they talked about his family and about Dave and what kind of a kid he was. And he said, I guess it'll be all right. And I said, what time should I come home? What time do I have to be in? He said, young lady, if you don't know the proper time to be in, then I guess you're not old enough to go out. And I thought, oh my gosh, now what do I do? There he did it again. He made me put the controls on myself. I didn't know what to do. When Dave came to pick me up on Saturday night, he said, what time do you have to be home? And I said, 10 o'clock. And I guess I did good, because I never got scolded or anything for coming in late. But anyway, that's pretty much the story of my life and how the fruit of the Spirit blossomed in me, some more than others, as a child is what I'm talking about. I've only shared childhood things with you. The maturing and the ripening hopefully come as we grow. The fruit of the Spirit just keeps getting better and bigger in us and makes us able to communicate with our God. That's how it was in my house. How was it in yours? Will you pray with me, please? Gracious and loving Lord, we are aware that we need you. We need you in our lives from the beginning to the end. We seek the fruits of your Spirit. We want to be loving and patient and kind. It's good to be joyful and to let others know about you in our lives. We thank you for planting a seed. Help us to seek an environment that will help that seed blossom and grow. Thank you for being a part of us. In your holy name we pray. And now hear the benediction. May the transforming love of God work in your lives today and always. Go forth in the world with peace, love, and joy. Follow Christ wherever he leads you. Fulfill the promise found in the fruit of the Spirit. Amen.